middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Lamed Vav, on page 362, Kuf Pei Aleph Amud Beis. These are the halachas of walking on grass and on a tree. So test says the Mechabitzina, a pipe hamakalech maimen agag, that's pouring out water from the roof. Sha'olu bei kashem asavim, but there's this straw and grass that is growing over there in the gutters. Which it's blocking, it's clogging up the flow. And the water is going out and it's spreading out on the roof. Now it's dripping into the house. So what you could do is, so discreetly, you could go and squash it with your feet, given the misakin adishinu, since, and then you'll be able to unclog the pipe, because since you're fixing through an abnormal way, you're only doing it with your feet. Mokam said in a situation of laws, because Rabban did not make the gezer. Says Mishmar Siv Katan Memvav. So you have that it's growing over there, straw of asavim and grass, that solution to the primogodim that's detached. Because as the Shart, Dirshah 38 says, even though from the word of Shulchan Aruch, Tzina Sha'olu, something like that the grass is actually connected, including this wording, is also grass that gathered there in the pipe through the rain and the wind. But it's detached, not doing any toilish mendereisa. Sivkad mem zayin. So mamachan pirish derson. You step on it. You lower it with your feet. Because ma'iri perik chodes to lasirim heinu to remove it this way and that way. Asaf al beragla. That's going to be forbidden even with your feet, which the dirshu of 39 brings. What's the reason for this halacha that you can step on it? So Chubis mechaz is right, and then the Pnei Yeshua. That opening up a pipe in a normal way is not biblically forbidden because of binyan. Because you're not doing an action in the actual pipe itself. You're just removing the clog. So you do it with your feet, which is like a dark. So it's only a shuas to shuas. The whole thing is rabbinic. And you're doing abnormal, which makes it a double rabbinic. So if you let it do it discreetly in the situation of loss, where the shuas mechazirsky proves that the opinion of many places give is that opening up a pipe in a normal way is actually biblically forbidden. According to them, it's permitted to open up over here the pipe, because it wasn't clogged up so forcefully, and therefore it hasn't yet nullified it from the status of a vessel. But Akaponim, either way, it seems like it's the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon Akkoizer Makam Seva. Siv Yud, Hadas Mechuber, the myrtle that's connected to the ground, but you let us smell it, but Esrik and the apple, anything that's edible, Asa L'Rich, but Mechuber, now let us smell it when it's connected. Shema yokot oislachli, because you might cut it off to eat it. Says Mishra Sivkot Memches. If you have a hadas, a hurdle, a myrtle that's connected, mutalirich, but you let us smell it. In other words, leishachli mixes shema yokot is not applicable to the decree. Oh, you might come to cut it off. Kimeshen oritzarak larich, because all he wants is to smell it. B'chad zeyachal hu lasses of mechuber. That he can do it when it's attached. However, Yeshmach remember said that those who are stringent regarding this. And because of Be'el Yirab, but El Yirab writes, the Iker Kibsaka Shachanach. The primary is like the ruling of Shachanach that's permitted. El Inu Latal to be Yodin. Now, what's with moving it with your hand? Dina Kamoy Le'el, the Allah has like previously, Lenin Kanurakim regarding the soft reeds, Besif Aleph, regarding, like, as we spoke about, that when it's under. Spoke about that the Kan Merakim, you're allowed to utilize them even though they're attached because it's a Yerik, so there's no problem about utilizing a Yerik. The Sharatzian Ois Membei says that even though the Mogad Brahm is a machine base of Kan Bav, his opinion is that by grass there's also a problem about Mokhtsa, even when it's still attached. It says, Ready Menachrim, ask on him. So I actually possibly would be permitted to move the myrtle, the flower. So I've gotten your test. However, we said, but an esrig or apple, anything that's edible, that you're not allowed to smell when it's attached, because it may be yokotos lachli, you're going to cut it down to eat it. Chitim, if you're going to say, oh, nam here also yokhl, nashko b'fem in the mechubah, what do you mean, you can bite it here also when it's attached? Ha! And l'chatlish g'dol mezu. There's no greater detaching than that when you're taking a bite off of a piece. Which Rashar Tzin, Ois Mem Gimel, brings this from Rashi. He says, however, regarding achiyuv, many achrim come out, that you don't have that, whether if you detach it with your foot, or with your mouth, which is from the Tesefta and the Perikut of Shabbos. So we have a Tesefta over there, there is a little bit of a wonder. Well, why is it letting us know that that by these nitzaitis that drop from his feet, where they're just kaicha, your potter, if you detach through the payers. But he means to say that even though he's intending for this, it should be enough, even with his feet itself would be potter. He says maybe it's letting us know that even regarding this, it's only potter, but it'd still be aser. Hakaponim, that's what he's saying over here, but biting it, that of course would be talisha. So therefore says the Mishmah Balchain, Yeshlumchas, one should protest Biara Toim in the hands of those who make an error. They go to the gardens on Shabbos Yomtim. Then they snatch all fruits from where it's connected and they eat it. Besides for the prohibition about detaching, anyways, it's forbidden for everyone to eat on Shabbos, where it's considered as mukta because it was attached. It's appropriate to appoint people to oversee regarding this until this, you know, stops such a practice that people do. Someone who soaks wheat or barley or some of the things in water. So that's a derivative of planting. You're liable even for a minute amount. So you put in one little wheat germ, it's in the water. It's chayav. He's allowed to put in the branches of trees into water on Shabbos. Well, as long as there's no blossoms on them, as the Gittin Daf Kofei Beis, Vishashanim, and roses, Shem Neftach, Malach Luchas Anayim, says Miral, where they're going to open up from the moisture of the water. And says Ramah, Vainly Kamon, Sim Tov Reish Nun Dal. Says Mishra Sivkot Nun. She said, Hashar, if someone soaks wheat or barley, something like that in the water, is it Talada of Zareh? And why is he soaking? Because they should Yisrach Chubet Smicha, that they should soften and they should sprout. Kedesh Sharon is a Tavur, Ked Mazria, where they soak these types of grains before they plant them. So this is Teled Zareya, it's a derivative of planting. Just like planting is intending to have the fruit sprout, this is also the same. Someone's soaking the grain to make malzen, this type of potion that, like, it's part of the process of making for beer. Chayev, you're liable. You do it. They come in us last minute. It's known. His intention is for it to sprout. Because of Eliyahu, you also write the take of Mishnos Lamayim Chayev. The moment you put it into the water, you're going to be Chayev. Even if it's only going to sprout after many days, which the Sharatin Lezmevav brings, that he says to me, it appears that even the Magidimam would agree regarding this, and which as the Tirshu 44 brings. In other words, even though he writes that if someone soaks seeds in water, he's not chayiv only if he soaks them for a long period of time, like a half a day. However, he agrees that someone who soaks grain so that it sprouts would be chayiv right away. And so the Sharatin says, so Magram is only excluding only if he initially put it for a small amount of time, where it's not possible to sprout in that amount of time. But if you put it for that amount of time, for a half a day, according to him, he holds that that's the amount of time it takes to sprout. Even if you put on Shabbos almost right before the end of Shabbos, you would be chayiv, similar to some of the plants right before Shabbos ends, even though it takes time for it to sprout. Be that as it may, says the Mishnah further, Messiah, and he concludes, even so, mutalushris tuul behemti. You let us sow grain for your animal. The income of us less. There is intention is not for it to sprout. The lurake chazarin, just to soften the seeds for the animals to eat. Gemel yomel itzmich. It's also not going to come to sprouting. The koyim shetzmich before it's going to sprout. Yochum abeim. The animals are going to eat it. And that you should know the cholze. This all bezerin shein neblom b'mayim. That with seeds that don't get mixed in with the water. Bezerin shem zarbim manitlum zeb zebelayim. But the seeds that get mixed together, and they get suspended one with the other in the water. Come on, kashin and like vetricates, or similar things like this. That they get softened and they dissolve over there. The water gets thicker because of them. It becomes like water that dough or flour gets mixed inside of it. Then you're not allowed to soak it for your animal because of kneading. Raisins and other dried fruits. What delicious peshabis ladasok at Shabbos and mekomak mevu bukevish kavash. Maybe a pickling usa supreme program that's forbidden. Sivkon in days. And since it's a regular mechayb culture, it's lema filigargar yachad even one seed. Sivkon in gimel. Ramah said, "You're allowed to be lahamad after yalam. There's a lot to put in branches. Kids and misachamat that they cut in the summer months. The smaychlim babayis to be happy with them in the house. Is Maril, but someone says shuhuchnim et mulkach is prepared for yesterday. There's a mustam and yalam, but in general branches have a mukta is mukta."
Siv katan nundal, and the Ramah ended off by saying, "Ma'ainly kaman sim tofresh nundal." So Ritzlam, what does he mean to say? Shem mavod, did we see the inamut of Shabbos not permitted on Shabbos kim lahakzib b'mayim sha'amdu b'mikvah b'erev Shabbos, only to put it back into the water that it was already in from before Shabbos. But the little hoisa boyd mayin sign them and not to add on any cold water. But kolchkin shalil hachlof hamayim legamer and b'shur not to totally exchange the water. Well, the face according to this, how the custom according to this that he writes previously, the mutla midin that you're allowed to put it in, hain lachzirim shabbos atechin, it just means to put it back on Shabbos inside. Afilim kvar nitlo mehen, even if it was taken out from him. But leil midin latchila, but says to Shabbos and chay adam, not to initially put it in on Shabbos. Later, there are later authorities that hold him. The sosim mechaber, in fact, the mechaber is unspecific. Mashma sounds like that. But look at the makad sheish by mayim zaman me'ab Shabbos. That even initially, once permitted to put into a jug that has prepared water from before Shabbos, but the usher didn't make it forbidden. It lahisav atamayim only to add on water right now. Mashem tirchi yisera because of an extra effort, but to initially put in that mechaber would hold it's permitted. Which is shartzi nois memches brings from prima god mshulchan aruch hagraz. And it says, maybe you could rely on this, that if you forgot to put in from before Shabbos, since there's no blossoms, and there's no biblical concern, that maybe you could be lenient regarding putting it initially. It says, Mishmur further, it says, "Vada you should know to be yeshman p'rachim, when there are blossoms, sh'niftach ha'machmasamayim, that are going to open up because of the water, asl kul ha'amah, that's forbidden according to everyone, afla ha'chz b'mayim sh'am d'ben mikvah, even to put it back into the water that was already in from beforehand, because of the concern of causing it to blossom more." V'bir halacha, in the Ramaschal, Shnivshach Me'ev Shabbos, Bitzina, that we said that you could step on the leaves that are in the gutters discreetly. So look at Beseizu, that brings the name of the round that writes, that it's possible that even in public it's permitted. It's just that initially, as much as you can do it discreetly, it's better. So look at Eli Rabbah, that remains with Tzarchin regarding this. It appears to me that also the other Rishayim don't hold like this. From the fact that they all ask from this that Rav says, wherever it's something forbidden because of Marasayin, it's forbidden even B'chadr Chadarim, even in the innermost chambers. And if regarding this, it's permitted to make Halach even B'fahasya, so then that question doesn't begin. Some of the Dirshus. Dirshu number 40. A sink that clogged up. But Yashav holds, has a lacha, like we're talking about over here, of a pipe that the grass is stuck in over there, that you're not allowed to open it in a normal, unclog it in a normal way. And therefore, you cannot unclog it with like a pump, a plunger that's used for it, rather in an abnormal way. A situation of loss. Then, meaning, only it's a situation of loss. That's what's been in the Skirelza. It's forbidden to unclog the bowl, and for sure not through the regular tool that's used. Another true is because Meisher writes that if it's a very common thing, that let's say the toilet gets clogged up, so that's not considered as a kilka, as like it got ruined. And if unclogging, it's not considered more. It's any more than like just washing vessels, like plates and whatever for the purpose of a Shabbos, and if you're allowed to open it with a plunger. Now, if it's a toilet or a sink, whatever, that's not usually clogged, if some water still comes out a little bit, so then unclogging is considered like a little bit of a tikkun, and even if you don't need a professional for that, and therefore then one should not fix it only abnormally. But if it gets totally clogged, then it's totally fixing it, like making an opening, and then forbidden in all situations. However, if there is a great need, one could permit to do this through a non-Jew. Shlomo Zalman is inclined that you let him open up the clog of the sink with a pump, with a plunger, which is similar to like a bottle that was, you know, that the neck of the bottle is closed with a seal, with the cork. That you let him unplug it, even if the bottle is attached to the ground, and so to a pipe. The gutters that come down from the roof, if someone's inclined that it has a lacha like a kier, like a sink, and you let it open up the clog that was formed in it, because the Shulchan Aruch did not make it forbidden only to open up a clog that's in a gutter that's carved out in the ground of the roof, or in the pipe that is made equal to the ground of the roof, and through grass and through straw. And such situations that the pipe doesn't seem like a separate thing from the ground. But in practice, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that since these differentiations are not so clear, and also it is possible that by unclogging it is a problem about opening the chilek, a weak determinant of activity. Remember, one should not open up, unclog the sink or the pipe that comes down from the roof only in the pressing situation and in the great need. Now, regarding a toilet bowl that got clogged up, so Tripus Mechzizik writes that in the situation of great need, you're allowed to utilize a plunger to open up the clog. And since it's possible to open up through this tool, that's not a professional, for sure it's not considered as a full-fledged clogging. And he adds on that, however, it is appropriate to open it better through a non-Jew, and if it's not possible through a non-Jew, you should use the left hand or at least one hand and not two hands as is normally done. Addition number 41. He said that it's a telada of Zereya. The Mechaber said if you soak wheat and barley in water. Now, even though they nurture from the general ground, Shubhashev Labor writes that Stavka by when you plant it in the ground, they say that you're not Chayfa Zereya only if it was planted in a karka oilam or you plant in the Atzat Nak of a perforated pot. And the nurturing comes from the ground. But when you plant in the water, you chayv, even though there's no nurturing from the general ground. Now, to water that which is detached, Shulchan Aruch writes in Shin Chafaf, that's permitted. And Mr. Kirelitz explains that even though that the growths get better through that, however, that's not causing it to sprout. He adds on the difference permitted on Shabbos to put in a warm place avocado or things like that that didn't fully ripen yet. But it is edible, in a pressing situation, on the condition that they ripen and that they should be edible on Shabbos, when there's no problem about hachana from Shabbos to the weekday. Addition number 42, regarding covering a plant nursery with a bag or with windows in the way that it helps its growth. Chaz Nish holds it's forbidden to do that on Shabbos only if it remains a narrow opening for the air to come in. It's also forbidden to remove the covering from the plant because it helps for the growth of the sprouts. Ms. Kirelitz adds on that even to close the window or the tris, the shutters opposite the pot, and also to open them, is forbidden at least midrabanan if its intention is to help it sprout. However, if it's not intending for that, then there's no issur. However, opening up the windows of the plant so that they don't get ruined, the sprouts from the heat. Shlomo Zalman holds that permitted even at a time when the heat is felt, because that's not quote unquote derech malacha, the way of doing malacha. But if the norm is to do that always, then you're not open up in such a way that opening up the windows considered malacha, even if you're doing it just to prevent it getting ruined before it comes. Now we're going to covering the sprouts that grow on the ground so that they don't get harmed because of the snow or something like that. The Chumash Yehuda writes that not to do that, even in a place of a great loss, just like it's brought in your Shalom, Sech Shabbos, it's forbidden to make homes for the trees to protect them from the sun or from the winds or something like that. And there's a problem about Malacha Zareya because it causes it to sprout even better. And we discussed this previously in Sivkot Nechav Zayin. Now, a garden that is covered with a glass roof, Chumash Mechza Avram writes that opening up the roof on Shabbos so that the sun rays could help photosynthesis, the growing of the seeds. That's not included in Zareya because you're not doing an action, with your hands to activate anything by the seeds. It's only a grum indirect cause where you're moving the roof that separates between the sun and between them, and therefore it's permitted to do that through a non-Jew. Another Shlomo Zalman is inclined. That's forbidden to do that with their race, so because you're moving something that's preventing, it's not considered as a grum, it's considered an active action. That's a Chaz Nesh Reitz regarding Shemitah, that's forbidden to remove on Shemitah the roof that's placed on the seeds, even if they were planted from before Shemitah. He adds on over there that also regarding someone who is makel to plant on Shemitah in the house, how it would be forbidden to remove the roof even in the eighth year, that through that it's considered retroactively as if you planted with the intention of removing the roof, which is a full foot Zriya. Addition number 45. Did this yesterday. Issue 48. Dasim and the Rabbis, in this girl's holes, it's forbidden to put them back into water only if they're not dry and you're not adding it to sprout at all through the water. In such a situation, Shukhanach permits later on Tafresh Nadal to put them back into water on Yamtim. But if it's going to add it to sprout through that, like the way it's common with Hadassim that adds on its sprouting and to get longer at the end, on the end, the top, or a Rabbis that bring out the roots in the water, forbidden to put them in the water, and it has lachal like prachim that open up in water. Now, regarding blossoms that already open, then putting in the water does not cause but to open up a little bit more. And this girl's holds it's permitted to put into water because putting into water that's forbidden is only if they were closed up until now, and now they're opening for the first time. So to myrtle that the leaves are opened a little bit when they're in water, but they're not sprouting new leaves. And this girl's holds it's permitted to put in the water because the opening of the leaves and is not considered like the growth of the hadas. Now regarding flowers that open up by putting them into water and they're in a vase with water, Buyashav holds that when they're in their stage of opening, not to move the vase only calmly because the shaking of the water is vulnerable to quicken the opening of the leaves and their growth. Now to take out of water the leaves and the blossoms, Shlomo Zalman holds that's permitted because since the roots they don't take root in the water, it's not considered as like toilish. An avocado seed that was put into a jug of water and the roots are sprouting, Shlomo Zalman holds it's forbidden to take it out of the water, even when there's no problem about muksa. For example, let's say you're doing it klachiyah backhanded, and so too it's forbidden to place the avocado pit in Shabbos, on Shabbos in water with the intent of its sprouting seeds.